Hello, and welcome to The Daily Dope, presented by The Gaming Gang. I'm your host, Elliot Miller, for this Monday, February 27th, 2012. Jeff will be returning tomorrow, but today, I'll be bringing you the news. Running now on Kickstarter is Building an Elder God from Signalfire Studios. This will be their first published game and reminds me somewhat of one of those games where you build a monster or machine out of different tiles while the other players try to stop you. But of course, this game has a mythos twist. Building an Elder God is a casual card game of Lovecraftian construction for 2 to 5 players ages 8 and up. The rules are easy to learn, and a typical game takes from 15 to 30 minutes, depending on the number of players. Build a Cthulhu-esque tentacled monstrosity to completion before the other players, using damage cards to blast your opponent's creatures and slow down their progress in order to win. Assuming there's no aversion to a little implied violence and the sight of ichor, this is appropriate for friends and families. There's 115 standard cards in the set, plus 10 half-size Necronomicon cards. A 4-page rules booklet is included. The good news is that the game is done. This is not a project that will be completed if it gets funded. Signalfire has already completed building an Elder God. The only work left to do is finalize the box artwork and design, and organize the artwork and rules according to the needs of the printer, and get the files to press. That's what the Kickstarter campaign is for, to get the process started quickly. Building an Elder God will be running on Kickstarter until March 25th. Lords of Waterdeep from Wizards of the Coast is coming soon. Waterdeep, the City of Splendors, the most resplendent jewel in the Forgotten Realms, and a den of political intrigue and shady back-alley dealings. In this game, the players are powerful lords vying for control of this great city. Its treasures and resources are ripe for the taking, and that which cannot be gained through trickery and negotiation must be taken by force. Lords of Waterdeep is a strategy board game for 2 to 5 players. You take on the role of one of the masked Lords of Waterdeep, secret rulers of the city. Through your agents, you recruit adventurers to go on quests on your behalf, earning rewards and increasing your influence over the city. Expand the city by purchasing new buildings that open up new actions on the board, and hinder or help the other lords by playing intrigue cards to enact your carefully laid plans. Lords of Waterdeep will include a game board, rulebook, 5 cardstock player mats, 121 intrigue, quest, and roll cards, 130 wooden cubes, pawns, and score pieces, wooden player markers, plus cardstock tiles and tokens representing buildings, gold coins, and victory points. Lords of Waterdeep is due to be released on March 20th, with an MSRP of $49.99. The Ghosts of Albion RPG Core Rulebook from Eden Studios is back in stock and shipping to retailers. Set in London at the dawn of the Victorian Age, players join in the fight to keep the ever-present forces of evil at bay. Whether fighting a demon prince or even a band of infant-stealing fairies, the battle wages on. Characters can join the fight as normal humans, ghosts, mysterious fairies, or even wield the magic of the protectors themselves, all against the backdrop of Victorian England with a dark supernatural undercurrent. Based on Amber Benson and Christopher Golden's wildly popular BBC iDrama, Ghosts of Albion includes new material from the creators themselves, featuring new fiction and a complete ready-to-run adventure. The Ghosts of Albion RPG features the Eden Cinematic Unisystem game system, designed by award-winning game designer C.J. Carella, and written by Timothy S. Brannan, whose previous work includes the Buffy the Vampire Slayer RPG. Ghosts of Albion is a complete role-playing game. In it, you'll find new rules designed to fit the grittier Victorian age, but still compatible with other Cinematic Unisystem games from Eden Studios. Rules for playing everything from a street-side flower salesgirl to ancient ghosts and inhuman fairies all united for the cause of humanity and Albion. Yes, I've always wondered what it'd be like to play a street-side flower salesgirl, you know, and then maybe become an ancient ghost. It also has expanded rules on playing fairy, ghost, and vampire characters. Full character write-ups for William and Tamara Swift, their ghostly cohorts, and the various vampires, ferals, ethereals, and demons that stalk the night. Expanded magical rules for magical combat and battles. And the rulebook for Ghosts of Albion is back in stock right now at EdenStudios.net and will be arriving at retailers any day. Out of the Box Word on the Street contest ends tomorrow. You can win a copy of Word on the Street Expansion Number 1 by entering Out of the Box Publishing's Word on the Street Trivia Contest. All you need to do is answer 5 trivia questions related to the game. 5 winners will be chosen at random. You can find all of the answers at their website, otb-games.com. If you're unfamiliar with Word on the Street, it's a party word game for 2 to 10 players. The game is played on a board that resembles a street, and players compete to move the letter tiles to their side of the board. On each turn, one team flips over a category card. Team members frantically brainstorm words that fit the category while the opposition tries to sidetrack them. The team must agree on a word and pull each letter of that word one lane closer to their side of the street, all before the time runs out. The expansion contains 432 new categories, a deluxe card tray, and a sand timer. The contest ends February 28th, so if you're going to give it a try, you'd better act fast. Days of Wonder has added the 1910 expansion to their Ticket to Ride iPhone and iPod Touch app. The Ticket to Ride 1910 expansion adds 35 new destination tickets to the original set and features 3 new gameplay variants on the original U.S. map: Classic 1910, Mega with all the tickets, and Big Cities, which exclusively uses tickets connected to the U.S.'s biggest cities. They've also added new challenges, with 10 new player achievements for solo play, many of them specific to the new 1910 variants. How quickly can you break the 400-point barrier in the 1910 Mega Game? The Ticket to Ride 1910 expansion is available for 99 cents through in-app purchase for owners of the version 1.2. Current owners of Ticket to Ride Pocket can upgrade to version 1.2 for free before purchasing the 1910 expansion. The South shall rise again. Victory Point Games is playtesting a new Civil War-era horror game called The South Shall Rise Again. Designed by John Welsh, the game asks the question, what happens when the dead don't stay buried and the war between the North and South becomes a literal struggle between life and death? Players will find out when they play The South Shall Rise Again. You're on the front lines, Union pickets, getting the first hint of how the war is changing. Surrender is not an option. The glorious dead and Zebs don't take prisoners, not to mention their rather nasty predilection for fresh brains. No, you have to shoot straight and true and take to heart the number one rule when it comes to zombies. Aim for the head if you want to kill a Zeb. The game is semi-cooperative, but with the high score winning, so look for some skullduggery between players as each scenario reaches its climax. The game will ship with 4 scenarios that present increasingly more challenging situations for the player/team of players to deal with. In one scenario, Do or Die, players must first battle their way to a wounded officer, pick him up, and then get him to safety. Carrying the officer slows their movement and limits their combat options. If that weren't enough, each turn that the player is moving to the exit hex, there's an increasing chance that the wounded officer will die and return as the living dead, so keep that pistol handy, you might need it. In a break from traditional VPG mechanics, each of the 4 soldiers that come with this game will have a character card, allowing for personal abilities and modifiers to differentiate each soldier and lay the groundwork for more complex character traits in the successive episodes in this series. As the series expands, it will not only introduce new characters, but role-playing elements as well. You can look for the first installment of The South Shall Rise Again soon from VPG. Of course, we'll keep you updated on a release date when it becomes available. Avatars for Thunderstone Advance. I've gotten a look at the new avatar cards that will be provided as a promotional item at the AEG Thunderstone Advance pre-release event happening between March 2nd and 8th at game retailers around the globe. Players will be able to obtain an advance copy of Thunderstone Advance, plus the Avatars promotional expansion pack, by joining in the event at a participating retailer. Avatars will provide each player a unique ability that remains effective during their entire game of Thunderstone Advance. The Fighter Avatar causes all weapons to weigh 1 point less for that player during the game. The Cleric Avatar allows you to draw 1 card in the village for each curse/disease in your hand. The Ranger Avatar allows you to switch the position of 2 adjacent monsters in the dungeon hall. The Thief Avatar allows you to purchase items and equipment for 1 less gold. And the Wizard Avatar gives you an additional card to draw on your next turn each time you purchase a spell. The avatars will be available from retailers during the pre-release event for free, but thereafter will be available for purchase from the AEG website for $9.99. Finally, Living with the Dead is a serialized story in the form of a blog by Joshua Guess, which details the zombie apocalypse and the struggles of one group in Kentucky trying to survive. As an Amazon Prime member, I was able to download year one of the series for free. For others, it'll cost $4.99. I'm only about halfway through, but it's been immensely enjoyable. I wasn't sure that I would like the blog format, but it's so engaging that I forget that I'm not reading a story in its traditional manner. It's over 720 pages in length, and the writing style keeps you flipping page after page. Amazon describes it as, "Told in the author's own voice, Living with the Dead is the story of a group of survivors in central Kentucky working to stay alive amid the violence and chaos of a crumbling civilization. Faced with threats and challenges that tax their endurance and force them to make terrible choices, the story follows the survivors day to day. From the viewpoint of one man and his friends, the answer to the question of what people will become when the rules no longer apply begins to emerge. For some, it is violent conflict. For those who only want to live in peace, this is a journey toward understanding that in a world of the dead, the only choice is to truly live." You can visit the website at www.livingwiththedead.net to find out all about it. It is still running daily for free, but you will need to pick up the e-books to find out what happened from the beginning. Well, that's all the news I have for today. I'll see you again next week. Hey, and we got a podcast coming this weekend. Jeff will be returning tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening.
The Daily Dope is presented by The Gaming Gang, located at thegaminggang.com. Any similarities to an actual news program are certainly unintentional and, in fact, accidental.